Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
A lot of dog lovers on this week. As you know, we spoke to the, who was it, George, about his dog, well, we called him Bailey, didn't we, the other day? Dorothy Bourne, we're talking about puppy farms. That's where the conversation went. And you own a kennels, but you had an encounter with a puppy farmer.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Yes,
indeed, I did. I have a boarding kennels and I'm a dog groomer.
Okay.
And I would have a big interest in the amount of pups and dogs we see coming into our grooming salons. Me, as well as 700 or 800 more dog groomers around the country, have the same thing to say. We are seeing an explosion of crossbreeds being sold at astronomical prices, okay, with a lot of health issues. People are being fooled left, right and centre with promises of these amazing dogs, and then they get these things and they end up in the vets with no insurance on them, and it's costing them a fortune.
Okay, so the encounter with the puppy farmer.
The encounter with the puppy farmer started where I was on a group on Facebook, yeah, and people were looking for breeders' names and breeders' names, and all these same names were coming up time after time. And I kind of developed an interest in it, and I said, I'm going to keep an eye and see now who's actually buying and where they're getting their pups and all this. So the name was mentioned, and I just came in and I said, look, I said, fair enough, if you want to go to one of the biggest puppy farmers in a specific county in the country,
so
go ahead.
So he's not a dog lover?
He's a commercial breeder.
Okay.
And I was sitting at my kitchen table, and within 20 minutes of me posting it on the Facebook group, I got a phone call from a private number stating that I would be ran off the road if I didn't shut my effing mouth, and to get off the particular group, that's where he was making his livelihood.
And how did he find your phone number?
Well, my number is fairly public, like, you know, your name shows on Facebook. You know, it's fairly public. But I was kind of immediately copped who it was, and I said, how are you, Joe, we'll call him. And I said, I have absolutely no problem in standing over what I said. I said, all you have to do is Google your name and all your details come up. He has been on television on several occasions, and he's just one of many, Joe.
And well, come here, give me more of that conversation.
It was a very short conversation. He told me basically, shut my effing mouth or I'd be ran off the road some night.
But did you say, what did you say to him?
Well, what I basically said to him, I wouldn't be one to hold back, I'll be honest with you. And I said straight, you know what, I've no problem meeting you in any car park in any part of the country, and I'll discuss this with you. I'm not afraid of him, he's a bully, and this is the tactics they're using.
Okay. You know, by the way, is it easy to find this? You say notorious. I don't know his name now.
I wouldn't give you his name. But
would it be easy for us to find him if we start going on Facebook this afternoon?
Oh, there is no problem.
Okay.
There is no problem.
Okay. We'll talk to you off air, Dorothy.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Anita. That's Dorothy Bourne.